Welcome to Reviews and Opinions by Val, where I talk about movies, celebrities, social events, and whatever situations I want to discuss. Tune in every Wednesday to hear what I'm discussing and invite your friends and family to listen. Today is March 27, 2024. Today we're going to talk about the total eclipse, solar eclipse, that's supposed to last for 4 minutes on April the 8th. Everybody is in such an uproar about it. I'm not quite sure what's going on. The one on April the 17th, it wasn't a total eclipse, I don't believe, but I don't remember it getting really dark or being dark for days or having to get water or do some other things. So something's going on with this that I believe that they aren't sharing with us. So take a listen.
This is getting wild. The National Guard is going to be here now for the solar eclipse. This article today was released in an Oklahoma newspaper saying that they will have guardsmen present in McCurtain County for the solar eclipse. But things get much weirder. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. They're also urging residents to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have full fuel tanks. They're also saying that it's likely that communication facilities could be overloaded, possibly making it difficult to make cell phone calls. Similar warnings are going out in different states, including Noblesville Fire Department in Texas. And apparently schools are canceled this day, and people are going on Twitter writing statements like this: "Something strange is definitely happening. My kids in 3 different schools all got notices that school will be closed that day." What do you know about this?
This is getting crazy. I cannot believe that this is going on. It's a solar eclipse that lasts for 4 minutes. So all of this madness that's supposed to happen, I don't really know. And I'm in Texas, so I have no idea what they're talking about. But I don't know. It sounds a little strange and crazy to me. But hold on. I have something else I want you guys to hear.
Governor's activating the guard and reserve.
So here's a guy talking about it's a big deal and what's really going on with the solar eclipse.
It was in 2017, and the next one's not until like 2044. So what's it going to look like? That's going to look like a lot of those small towns in the path of totality that have like 100,000 people living in it are going to see a population boom overnight of 200,000 to 300,000 of people just coming, trying to get in the path of totality to get the best pictures and stuff. So do you have local law enforcement to provide coverage for 300,000 people? You probably don't. So the governor's activating the guard and reserves to help out. Is your cell phone network built up enough to provide service for 300,000 people? It's probably not. So cell phone service is going to be bogged down or drop out altogether. Is that local Walmart and gas station stocked to provide service for 300,000 people? Probably not. So all that people that traveled are going to take all your food and gas, and then you're stuck with nothing. So stock up.
So I don't know. Did that make any sense to you guys about what he said? I'm not quite sure that's the case and that it is a big deal. But here's another one.
Yesterday, and after he got done telling me everything inside this meeting that was happening, I pretty much was nerve rattled after what I heard. But I'm going to tell you what the emergency, what's behind this emergency for the solar eclipse, what's the deeper intel. And not only that, how they want emergency communication systems to be implemented, what specific groups they're going to be targeting. We're about to get into all that right here, and information that I did separate research to try to link up and confirm more on this scenario. So he gets on the phone with me yesterday after they have this meeting. Who's this meeting with? It's with Homeland Security. So, and he said there were New York instructors there. I have a list right here. I took notes. every single thing that he said because I couldn't record his voice. Obviously, he's trying to stay discreet. He said they were focusing on anti-vaccine people, anti-government people, preppers, Trump supporters. He even goes into deeper in the scenario what we're going to get to here in a second. But he said they didn't want the public to have any communication between each other. Any communication at all. And we told you yesterday that sheriff that came on and said it could be a potential terror attack. Well, we got more intel on what could actually happen in a solar eclipse, but just listen to this 23-second clip really quick.
But that's not all that he's concerned about.
That people want to do us harm. Use an event like this where a lot of people are gathered to do some type of terror event.
The director of the Lake County Emergency Management Agency told me they've been preparing for the solar eclipse now for about 2 years.
They've been preparing for this for 2 years. Imagine that, for 2 years. That sounds like a lot of preparation going into that. And in the video yesterday, I told you the military is getting into a building that they won the Allied War in World War II, which is Idabel, which you can find that video after this video. But let's get into this right now. So they don't want any communications between us. And what is the big event that they're doing? This is what he told me inside of Homeland Security yesterday they were talking about. He said, during the solar eclipse, while people are all out there looking, they're planning, the intel that they've got is a possible biological attack on people while the solar eclipse is freaking happening. Yes, I just said that, while the solar eclipse is happening. And you're like, okay, well, where are they going to do that? Well, all the people out for the solar eclipse, I'm potentially believing, could be targets. Okay, so this is not speculation. This is totally inside information about what they said. And they're talking about how the first responders' mental health, they need to prepare because their mental health is going to be very, very, you know, out of whack after this. So when he told me that they potentially might be doing a biological attack, that's the intel. Who's going to be doing it? I don't know. But however, I looked deeper and then I seen that 3 weeks ago, none of us was paying attention to the fact that the FBI just had a training drill for a biological attack and they're getting hospitals ready for it. So I want you to look at this video clip real quick and just look at what we all missed and how this lines up with the agenda.
Staff at multiple local hospitals are now better prepared to handle a potential emergency. The FBI spent time in three ERs today in our area, walking doctors, nurses, and other staff through what they could do in case of a bioterrorism disaster. 11 News reporter Elmer Mejia-Segastumi is joining me live from Penrose Hospital, one of the locations that participated. An agent with the FBI told you that disasters like these help improve communications, or disaster exercises, I should say, help improve communication among staff and others.
Adam, a hospital official, says that these drills are important in keeping the staff on their toes and prepared. They say the staff hospital does numerous drills throughout the years. It helps them determine what needs the hospital may have depending on the situation. Special Agent David Autry says no drill ever goes 100% perfectly, but they consider every drill a success because it helps them identify the things the FBI and hospitals need to improve on. Hospital officials say the disaster scenario was a toxin put in people's milk. The goal was to monitor how departments and agencies communicated with one another.
There's a need for all of us. There's no one single agency that can handle this alone. Again, we handle that law enforcement investigation, the lead from the federal side, but that includes our state and local partners from law enforcement, includes public health. When you look at a WMD. the event. It's going to require all partners to come together.
The FBI and local hospitals say that after these disaster scenario exercises...
Appreciate that super chat. Now, I have so much more to tell you. But please, while we're live right now, while you're watching this, share this out, more importantly, to your friends, to your family, to all the people that's going to be going to the solar eclipse, so we could potentially avert them getting hit with biological materials that is probably going to be dispersed on crowds when this event happens. That's the inside intel, and there's more intel than that that we're finna get to right now. Target list, let's talk about how they're telling law enforcement in this meeting with Homeland Security, they're telling them on the population that, hey, look, we need you to enforce information because during the last pandemic, everything got out of hand. We need you to track their cell phones, which they did in the last pandemic. We need you to basically be in control. And why you think all the communication systems are upgrading? You see all these counties saying, oh, we got to upgrade the communication systems. And then you see where they're having all these meetings and stuff like that for the communication systems. So the reason they don't want any communication between us, because they said how the public was distrusting all of them, how we distrusted them during the ongoing operations of the first pandemic, because we're not just talking about what's happening in the solar eclipse. We're talking about the potential next plan, which he gets into here, and he talks about every single virus they talk about. And when I'm looking here, that's because I got this list. I told you I took notes. I wrote down all this stuff when he was talking to me on his phone call. So the communication basically is the reason why emergency stuff is coming out right now is because we're not going to have communication with each other. They're going to make sure that he said is only going to be cell phone communication. Like, you're going to get emergency alert. The emergency systems, like I was saying, they're not going to be able to be like, you're going to have your Faraday bag ready, because the tracking system, somebody says, thank you, Steven, appreciate you. No problem. So the emergency systems, you need to get your Faraday bags ready, because they're going to be tracking you actively. They're going to be looking into that. They're going to be basically trying as much as possible to get who's on the target list. So the next thing is, they talked about a lot of different virus things, virus scenarios. We want to get into that right now. And he was talking about the deer situation, right? The zombie deer thing. He said that was one thing that they said was going to jump to humans. And basically, since that's in a lab somewhere, you already know what's going on with that. They're whipping it up, and they're going to try to make something jump. He also said that in this meeting with Homeland Security, they were talking about how they were going to be ready to lock people in their houses. And he gave me this map as well. So the map is pretty much, he said, this is public knowledge right here. And this is basically the map here. So whenever environmental supposedly disasters happen, this is the response in all the states, and they call this apple tree map. Interesting. So moving past that, he said the main things inside his homeland.
There are so many theories out here about this eclipse. And so one we heard, that it's going to be so many people around, that's the reason that things are going to go awry, because people are coming in. They want to see it. They want to take pictures of it, because another won't happen in 2044. Then you have one that says, no, the people that are against the United States are going to attack. It's 4 minutes. So when is it they're going to attack? How are they going to attack? What are they going to do, bring drones in? Because that's the only way I could see them attacking, because we know that they're already here. We know that they're just waiting for the word for them to attack us or to do anything. But at the same time, it's 4 minutes, people. You know, it's like all of this stuff is supposed to happen in 4 minutes, you're going to run out of gas because it's 300,000 people. It's going all the way across America. So we're just in Texas. It's Oklahoma. It's going all the way to New York. So I don't understand why, what the big uproar is about. Otherwise, they aren't telling us something. So who do you believe? Now, this one is a spiritual definition of what's going to happen with the solar. So pay attention.
Eclipse on April 8th is going to blow your mind. In Matthew 12, Jesus says, an evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except for the prophet Jonah. In Luke 17, it says, as in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the coming of the Son of Man. So check this out. The path that the solar eclipse will be taken on April 8th will literally go through the cities of Jonah, Texas, several towns and cities named Nineveh. Also, get this, Rapture, Indiana. It also crosses where the Ark is in Williamstown, Kentucky. But that's not all. It will also be taking place under the constellation Cetus, which means the whale. God is literally giving us the signs of the hour we are in right now. If you believe this is a sign from God, then follow for more. What I'm about.
Okay, so that was one theory on what's going to happen from the Bible. But I'm telling you, these people are all over the place. So it's kind of, you don't know what to listen to. We aren't sure what we should do, how we should act. If there is a danger, do we need to get water and food? Or is there something going on? Do we need to stay in our homes? Should we put glasses on and watch the eclipse? We don't know what to do because people are all over the place and the government has given us bits and pieces of information. Now, here's another one talking about the countries and how it's going across the map of the United States. Take a listen.
Now, something is not right about this eclipse. This is the path that it will take, and it will cross over with the eclipse that we had in 2017, making an X on the country. Now, right there in the crosshairs, right there, is a town called Maconda, Illinois. Let's talk about it. So this is a better look at the direct path of totality that the solar eclipse will take. Right there by Carbondale, where the X meets, is Maconda. Just as a fun fact for shiggles, this has never happened in the United States. We have never had two solar eclipse paths cross over on one town. So this is a pretty big fucking deal. Maconda really isn't that big of a deal. It has a population of like 500 people, and it's known as a hippie town in Illinois. Now, what I did find interesting is that there is a giant city state park inside of Maconda. Are we waking up giants? Now, Maconda translated to South African, it means little ones. Are we the little ones and they're the big ones coming when the eclipse happens? Now, maybe I'm wilding out. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe there's nothing to this. But if I am just wilding out and there is nothing to this, why have they already predicted a historical chance of cloud coverage on the day of the solar eclipse? Since when do they predict cloud coverage 2 months in advance? That shit is suspicious. The fact that this hasn't ever happened before is suspicious. The fact that there is a giant city state park right outside Suwannee National Forest, which is known for Bigfoot sightings, is suspicious. So are the clouds a attempt to hide the eclipse from us so that we don't see what happens in the shadows? Because let me remind you, this total solar eclipse will last for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm telling you right now, something is not right.
So she has a map, and it looks like the map goes straight across the United States. It goes past Texas. It goes almost to New York. It goes through Maine, but it's mostly in the bottom part of Texas. It doesn't look like it hits California at all. Okay, here's another one who's talking about the eclipse, how strange it is. And remember when we had a cell phone outage a couple of weeks ago with AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon? So this guy kind of mentions that. Listen up.
This eclipse is getting more and more strange by the day. They are warning that there could be cell phone outages during said eclipse. So could the AT&T outages have been a test for what's to come? It really seems as if that might have been the case, because now they are warning of possible cell phone outages during the April 8th eclipse. So what are they preparing to do? Why would they be warning of alternative ways to communicate with walkie-talkies and other ways to communicate on said day when the eclipse is supposed to only last like 4 minutes? You tell me what is going on. To me, it seems as if they're planning something major. But what do they know that we don't know? Why would they continue to be warning us of all of this stuff during the eclipse, telling us to stock up on food, stock up on essentials, fill our gas tanks? Why would they be warning of all of these things, warning of possible cell phone outages, among other things? There is something strange surrounding this upcoming eclipse.
So I have done my own research, and based on what I found out, so I found out the times and where it is. So the eclipse will start San Antonio, Texas at 1:33 Central Time, Dallas, Texas at 1:40 p.m. Central Time, Little Rock, Arkansas 1:51 p.m. Central Time, Austin, Texas 1:36 p.m. Central Time, Indianapolis, Indiana 3:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Erie, Pennsylvania 3:16 Eastern Time, Buffalo, New York 3:18 Eastern Time, Toledo, Ohio 3:12 p.m. Eastern Time, Cleveland, Ohio 3:13 p.m. Eastern Time, Burlington, Vermont 3:26 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's all we have. So I don't know what the big deal is about. And plus, it's not going all over the country. It's just in those few states. So I found more states: Arkansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Missouri, Michigan, Maine, and Mexico. So Monday, April 8th, 2024, total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The total solar eclipse will begin over the South Pacific Ocean. The very longest duration will be near Torreon, Mexico at 4 minutes and 27 seconds. The inner black circle, the umbra, is where the shadow is complete, a total eclipse of the sun. Here are the differences between the 2024 solar eclipse and the 2017 eclipse. The path of totality will be wider, ranging between 108 and 122 miles wide, compared to 62 to 71 miles during the 2017 eclipse. The 2024 eclipse path will pass over more cities and densely populated areas than the 2017 path did. The 2024 eclipse will last almost 2 minutes longer than most of the eclipse path, experiencing more than 4 minutes of totality compared to a maximum of around 2.5 minutes back in 2017. I remember the 2017 eclipse and nothing got dark. You know, a lot of people were looking up in the sky, wanted to take pictures of it. You know how they do in case nothing else happens or they never see it again. I just don't understand why it's such a big deal. Not so sure if I believe that there will be an attack on the United States in that 4 minutes, but it could be. You know, all things are possible. I just think that they're making a really big deal out of this, unless they have something as one of the influencers said, that they're keeping something from us, and maybe they have told them that that's when they're going to attack. And so they're trying to prepare us for it, because the whole water and gas thing is only for a day, for 4 minutes. So the people that come from out of town to the towns where the eclipse will happen, only thing they're going to do is go back home. So I don't see why weeks of water and weeks of food would be necessary. Maybe a couple of days because you can't get gas, but I doubt that. All the gas stations are going to be down. None of the gas stations are going to have gas. All of the grocery stores are going to close. We won't have access to them. I don't know. They're so all over the place with this till we aren't sure what to believe. I'm going to watch the eclipse on television because I'm sure they'll have it televised. We'll see if anything happens to our cell phones. We'll see if there's some sort of chemical warfare, which they believe is going to be. I don't know. What do you think? This podcast is brought to you by African American Specials, a design company for t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, tank tops, and totes. They can customize any garment you want, as well as design the artwork. The store is https://AfricanAmericanSpecials.com/products/ or email AASPECIALS@currently.com. Stay safe and stay woke.